Good morning. Here we are again, today June 6th, 2019, for another interview at Galileo Galilei High School on the Erasmus Plus web radio program. This is the second P class, and we are going to talk about social inclusion. I'm Simone Lidonnici, and Emanuele Napoli is here with us. Hello, Emanuele.
Hello, Simone.
Okay, let's start. What does social inclusion mean, in your opinion?
Well, social inclusion means that everyone is equal, without distinction. This is also stated in Article 3 of the Italian Constitution. All citizens have equal social dignity and are equal before the law, without distinction of sex, race, language, religion, and social condition.
Have you ever had a student with a disability in your class? Or do you know a student who have a disabled classmate? What was your experience like? Can a student with a disability be a resource and help to better understand this type of difficulty?
Let me think. I've never had a disabled person in my class, but I met a guy with disabilities in middle school. That was a really awesome experience. His name is Davide. He is my age and he is a very nice guy. He is my friend. He has some trouble talking and walking. He had a support teacher. During recess, I wanted to help him to do his homework, or we joked about a girl he liked. Yeah, sure, I have understood their problems are. It's not the disabled guy who's afraid of his problem, but it's the outside people who are afraid of guys, like my friend Davide.
And have you ever had any foreign student in your class? Was language a barrier? Did you learn from each other? If so, what?
Yes, we have foreign classmates in our class, and language isn't a barrier. Together, we have learned to respect each other, to share the good and the bad times, to know our habits and help each other. There are 3 Chinese students, 2 Filipinas and a Peruvian girl in our class.
In your opinion, what is intercultural competence? Is it important to be able to talk about human rights, democracy and transnational values?
Yes, it's important to be able to talk about these things, to keep us informed and to know what happens in the world. Science, they are typical issues. Topics selected to intercultural competence make people aware and more conscious of events that happen in life past, so that they won't happen in the future.
Does teamwork help people to interact with others and feel more accepted? If so, how?
Teamwork is important to make people interact with each other and make them full accepted and having different ideas. And by collaboration, you can achieve a better result. Teamwork forces you to work with others and it makes you face problems, so it makes you stronger.
That's it for now. I think we have learned a lot this year on inclusion. Thank you, Emanuele, for being here with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.